Hello and welcome to This Is The Way podcast. My name is Zach Way and I am the host of this short and simple podcast that focuses on a spiritual discipline, a fruit of the spirit, and a passage of scripture. I've taken a break from this for a while. I was doing a 12-week study on simplicity and decided that I needed to simplify some additional parts of my life. One of the aspects of simplifying your life is focusing most on what matters most. I want to get rid of distractions and I want to be able to define what my priority is, but when there's so many distractions that I have, it's difficult to define what your priority is when you are just always reacting to what is urgent instead of focusing on what is important. In Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 6, it says, "Better one handful with tranquility than two handfuls with toil and chasing after the wind." Galatians 1:10 says, "Am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ." In Psalms 127, it talks about how it's vain to stay up late and wake up early. I have brought this up on the podcast before. We live in a hustle culture where you're encouraged to stay up late and wake up early and get as much done as you possibly can. And that leads to burnout. I think you can be making progress on a lot of different things and you will make a millimeter of progress in a million directions. Or you could focus your efforts on what is important. Psalms 127 says, "Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is vain that you rise up early and go to bed late, eating the bread of anxious toil. For he gives to his beloved sleep." I've always really liked that because it reminds me that sleep is a gift from God and that it's important. But I never really focused on verse 3. In verse 3 it says, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward." And as I'm struggling here trying to figure out what is the most important thing, I think it is probably what is right in front of me, and that is being a good husband and being a good father. In the Message version of this, it says, "Don't you see that children are God's best gift, the fruit of the womb his generous legacy? Like a warrior's fistful of arrows are the children of a vigorous youth. Oh, how blessed are you parents with your quivers full of children. Your enemies don't stand a chance against you. You'll sweep them right off your doorstep." Maybe it is time to be countercultural. Maybe it is time that we allow ourselves not to be defined by our job title or our accomplishments or what we do, but I believe it is time that we allow ourselves to be defined by how and why we do things. I believe how and why are way more important than what. Today we are going to be talking about simplicity, focusing on integrity and holistic living. Because you are not divided. You are whole. There is no work-life balance. there's only tension and sacrifice. The more that we compartmentalize parts of our life, the more separated we become. Just stringing parts of us along, we become dislocated, distracted, disjointed, displaced, divided, and depressed. Life was not meant to be lived like this. We are whole beings. When we view life holistically, we mend what was torn and bring unity to what has been divided. We fool ourselves into thinking that we can be one person with a different set of responsibilities from 8 to 5 on Monday through Friday and another person the rest of the time. We fool ourselves into thinking we can act and behave this way online and another way in real life. The easiest way to reverse the anxiety of it all is to limit the options. Soren Kierkegaard said that anxiety is the dizziness of freedom. When we are faced with so many options and so many possibilities, so many different versions of ourselves that we could be, so many different outcomes and futures, it's easy to get stuck. Unlimited potential induces anxiety. When we're not able to commit 100% to anything, we forfeit our integrity and live a life that is divided. We're not the sum of all of our parts. We are the weight of our decisions. What I mean is that your life cannot be measured appropriately by your net assets, but that life is measured by what you decide to do with what is right in front of you. Not everyone could be a doctor, but some people have the option to, and they don't. Are their lives measured against what they could have been, or what they have decided to do? Teddy Roosevelt gave us some freeing advice that we should do what we can with what we have, where we are. Yes, we do need to plan for the future, but if we aren't living in the present, we will miss it all. Be here now. Let go of what could be, and focus on what you want to be true about yourself right now. Maybe one day you will be a doctor, but not right now, because right now you are a son, a daughter, a brother, a sister, a mother, a father, a friend, a helper. Do that well. Do it with integrity. Don't act. Don't fake it. Don't put on a show. Don't try to convince yourself that you're someone that you're not. Don't try to convince others that you're someone that you are not. Do not compare yourselves to others. Do not compare yourselves to some arbitrary standard. Internalize the way that you judge yourself. James says that any person who knows what is right to do and does not do it, to him it is sin. Just start there. Do what you know is right. Sacrifice that perfect version of yourself, the one that doesn't exist and never will exist. Learn to live in the tension of the here and now, because balance exists in dynamic tension. There is no balance without tension. The more integrated the parts of your life become, the easier life is. It's easier to keep track of the truth when you don't lie. You don't have to filter yourself when you live life holistically. You may have to apologize, but you definitely will be made aware of your shadows that need some work. Because what's done in the dark will always be brought to the light. So essentially, you are just speeding up the inevitable. When you limit your options, you decrease anxiety. Maybe lowering your expectations is the best way to live a simple life. I'm not sure about that, but I do believe that there are two ways of finding contentment. One is to raise the level of your circumstance up to the level of your desire. The other is to lower your desire to meet your circumstance. The whole world is trying to find contentment on the first path. Maybe the road less traveled is the straight and narrow. Now, For the past couple of weeks, I have been distant. I've made too many commitments. I've juggled too many things. I have felt the anxiety of all of the options and possibilities on my shoulders, and it's clouded my mind. It makes it difficult to focus when everything seems important and urgent and necessary. But if everything is important, then nothing is. Priority is singular. If we don't stand for one thing, we will fall for anything. What is that one thing? Maybe it's what is right in front of you. Maybe it's not shiny. Maybe people will think less of you. Maybe it doesn't make a ton of money. But if you focus on that, those other things will matter less. So here's my homework for myself. 1. Write out a list of all of your current responsibilities and rank them in order of importance. 2. Limit your time commitments by saying no more often. 3. Care less about what's not on the list in order to care more about what is on the list. 4. Lower your expectations for yourself. Write out your goal for the week. Stay disciplined in the short term. 5. Audit your time and focus most on important but not urgent tasks. 6. Eliminate situations where you feel the urge to act in a manner that is not in line with your values. 7. Be the same person wherever you are. Thank you for listening to This Is The Way podcast. I hope that it was helpful. This concludes our 12-week study on simplicity, and I am uncertain what is next. It definitely will not be daily, and it probably won't be monthly. Something in between there. Maybe every other week. But we'll see. Hang in there and keep it simple, friend.